knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good.
How good?
So good. I got you. Oh,
thank you, James. Good morning. This is Dr. Charles Neal. I am a retired chiropractor, which might make you wonder, well, why are you here? two reasons. Number one, the Neal Clinic lives on. Dr. Ben McMillan took over when Dr. Ellen and I retired. And so the clinic lives on, and I'm here for chiropractic in general because it's a good thing. And we don't just talk about chiropractic. We have so many. My list of things to talk about today, this is going to move on over into next week. I guarantee it. I want to talk about spinal surgery a little bit, especially fusion surgeries. Also, the question of how much bed rest is too much bed rest. There is an answer to that, and there is such a thing as too much bed rest. If your back hurts bad, some bed rest is good for you, but too much makes it worse. So let's get into that a little bit, and if we can fit it in today, I want to talk also some about arthritis and bone spurs. Everyone thinks they know what it is until you actually really know what it is, and then you go, hey, I didn't know that. Anyway, first of all, did you ever wonder how many people get chiropractic care? Probably not. But I have reason to ponder these things, and I read a very cool statistic just the other day. Gallup polls did a survey a couple of years ago, found that 14% of Americans will see a chiropractor in any given year, and 61% of American adults have seen a chiropractor. Now, that's a really high rate of approval. It's a high rate of use of chiropractic until you know that 80% of Americans will have a disabling level of back or neck pain sometime in their life. And so 61% see a chiropractor, 80% at some point will be, I don't mean permanently disabled, but it have really bad pain at some point. So what does that mean? It means that about 20% of Americans have severe back or neck problem who don't get a chiropractic opinion. Now, some of those cases are surgical cases. They're not chiropractic cases. There are currently 700,000 spinal surgeries done every year. That's a lot. Half of those, by the way, half of those are fusion surgeries where they put a plate with screws in your spine, or in some cases they put bone chips into the space where your disc was so that the vertebra fuse together. So a couple of thoughts about that. First of all, a chiropractor isn't going to help you if you're a surgical level case. I mean, period. But that's the big question. How do you know? Because I will tell you something. Bad pain doesn't mean bad problem. Some very serious spine problems actually have little or no pain. And some of them that bring you to tears actually respond very quickly to chiropractic.
That's right. And when you first see me for a consultation, that's the question that's in the back of my mind. If you're a surgical level case, guess what? I'm going to want to get you referred to a surgeon as quickly as possible. But if you're not a surgical level problem, then you're probably in the right place. My second thought about those spinal surgeries is just don't wait. If there's something a chiropractor can treat now that will stop your disc degeneration from getting worse and becoming surgical later on, you're going to want to get that treatment, because surgery can solve one problem, but it leaves you with weakness in restricted areas. let's assume you get through that spine fusion surgery without any complications. So now you're left with those two or three vertebrae that are fused together. These are joints that used to move, and now they're all fused together. And one thing most people don't understand about these fusions are that they double up the stress on the joints directly above and below where you just had that fusion done.
Ah, boy, that's true. And I will tell you what else. If you know someone who has had spinal surgery, you probably know someone who's had two or three spinal surgeries, because any spinal surgery creates disc stress going up or down the spine. And oftentimes that ends up with another surgery. And the second surgery is much more often a fusion type spinal surgery. Now, back to the good news side of this. The good news is more people are getting chiropractic care for structural problems in recent years. And that's for several reasons. Mainly people get tired of taking their medication day after day after day, and they've recognized that there really isn't a pill to solve my structural problem. So it's not the decline of medical care, but increased recognition that structural problems require a better solution. And the fact that insurance coverage for chiropractic and physical therapy has improved is probably also a factor, because you're more likely to get treatment that your insurance company covers properly. But it really has been a shift in the recognition of the causes of your problem. If I take my pill today and I feel better, that's fine. If I feel lousy again tomorrow and have to take my pills again, I start to question if this is really the solution to my problem. And more people are choosing chiropractic and laser therapy to handle their back and their neck problems so that they don't have to take their meds every single day.
That's an aspect of physical medicine that's really important. In medical terminology, what they'd say is nociception inhibits mechanoreception. Let me translate that to English for you. It means that pain makes you move a joint less, which makes that joint stability worse, and then that joint breaks down. And of course, you know, this doesn't just happen in the spine. Most hip joint replacements come from breakdown of the joint because guess what? It hurt to move. And most of you probably heard of a condition called frozen shoulder. Same thing. It hurts to move it, so what do? You don't move it as much, and then that joint freezes up. So normal function of any joint requires pain-free movement. And that's especially true for your spine, because almost every nerve in your body comes from the spine, and normal motion and not pinching those nerves is pretty important. You've got 24 vertebrae with your skull on the top, sacrum and pelvis on the lower end, and you're going to need good spinal function your entire life. If you want a chiropractic opinion, come talk to me. And if the Neo Clinic isn't geographically convenient to you, please just find yourself a chiropractor somewhere that can take a look.
Yep. Get your chiropractic opinion one place or another. But Dr. McMillan just threw out some medical terminology that no one needs to know the terminology of it, but everybody needs to know the concept. And I'm going to turn it around backwards, and it's still true. He said nociception inhibits mechanoreception. I'll say mechanoreception inhibits nociception, and I'll translate that to English, because both of them are true. In the past, we've talked about how too much bed rest is bad. The same is true for joint movement. Even if it hurts, Dr. McMillan said that if it hurts to move a joint, you quit moving it, the joint loses range of motion, and that's true. That's true in your spine, but more people know about things like frozen shoulder syndrome. So we will stick with that for a sec anyway. If it hurts to move your shoulder, you don't move it as much. If it keeps on hurting, you quit moving it and it freezes up on you. And then you can hardly move that shoulder at all. But here's the unexpected part. If you keep moving that stiff and painful shoulder, it will gradually feel better and move better. A physical therapist, for instance, pushes you to move your joints so they don't freeze up. Your chiropractor works to realign your spine so you can get a better range of motion and the spine doesn't freeze up on you. So the chiropractic way is generally a good bit less painful than the physical therapy pushing on the joints like that. But you've heard me say it. Motion is lotion for your joints. You got to move it or you lose it.
That's so true. And I'm sure some of our listeners have been to physical therapy for an injury or probably know someone that has at one point or another. And I can guarantee you, whether it was a knee or a shoulder, when you went in for physical therapy, their plan was not to have you come in and just lay completely still on that table for the next 6 to 8 weeks. And at the end of it, you're going to be feeling much better. And that's because all the science shows that the sooner we can get your joints moving safely, the better and faster that they heal. So as chiropractors, our job is to get your joints feeling better so that you can move it more and restore your range of motion. And the best part is doing it all with less pain. That's an important part of physical therapy for a shoulder or joint or chiropractic care for your spine. We had a listener text in a question, and they wanted to know, how does one decide if a case is surgical? Dr. Neal, you got any thoughts on that one?
It's an exam thing, and it's a how much neurologically is it affecting the patient. The issue of, is this thing causing serious nerve damage versus a pinched nerve? The pinched nerve part of it, we see it all the time. And yes, it hurts. Sometimes it hurts a lot. Sometimes it hurts really bad, and it's still a chiropractic case, and it's something that responds very quickly, very easily to chiropractic care. But that's the key. Is it causing what would be potentially permanent nerve damage, or is it something that we can get to as far as realigning the spine? Unpinching the nerve is the key, getting you feel better.
And that's exactly right. A lot of those answers come out in the exam. Kind of tough to answer that with a one and done because every case is a little different. But if there's any doubt, we'll refer you to that surgeon and we'll have a conversation and you'll talk with the surgeon and see what they have to say about it. And that's kind of the process of determining if it's a surgical case. Come in, we'll have the consultation, we'll do the exam, and we'll know a lot more from there. So now we also promised we talk about bed rest for your bad back and, you know, how much is too much. If you've had bad back pain or neck pain, you know, please rest it. Don't try to work it out or exercise it out. Even doing some stretches can often make it worse. A good analogy I like to use is it's like if you cut your finger. If you keep popping that cut back open, it takes a lot longer to heal. You've got to leave it alone, stop playing with it, and let it heal. It's the same with many back problems. If you've got inflammation and a pinched nerve going on, you need to rest it to give those tissues a chance to heal. If you stretch it or exercise it, that's going to re-aggravate those nerves, and it takes it even longer to heal. So the question, how much bed rest should you do? Research says 24 to 48 hours at most. Beyond that, your joints are going to start seizing up and your back is going to start getting weaker. And both of those are bad for your long-term outlook. If you rest your back or your neck and give it a chance to heal and it still hurts after that, you need to find yourself a chiropractor. That's also true if you've had a fall or an injury. Rest it initially, but if it doesn't clear up pretty well within 48 hours, you need a chiropractic consultation. My job is to realign the misaligned areas of your spine so they can heal. Quit pinching your nerves and hopefully stop that degeneration that happens when there's abnormal motion stress on your joints. That's the rewarding part of treating patients and getting them better and sending them back out to do the exercises and play tennis or golf or whatever their activity is. If we can make it right, this will not come back to haunt you in later years. I see it all the time from the other side, from the other side of that story, right? Where I see someone with significant spinal problems that started when they had an injury or an auto accident, or in some cases several accidents years earlier, and they didn't get it properly treated.
Oh yeah, many, many years of that discussion. The issue is this: when the injury happens, it may not be extremely painful. It may not be completely disabling, but it's probably some degree of misalignment, and misalignment starts that degeneration. And I mean, we need to talk about that a little bit, because this is something you ought to know. When a doctor tells you that you have degeneration in your spine or in your knee or in your fingers, degeneration is in any joint in the body. Question: what does that mean? There are two components to degenerative changes. Either you've got joint thinning, or you've got spurring around the joint, and usually it's both. So let's talk a little bit about what makes that happen. Dr. McMillan, I'll take joint degeneration, you take spurring.
All right, you go ahead and start us off.
All right. Every one of your joints, every joint in your body has some sort of cushion between the bones. In your knee, it's called a meniscus. You've heard of meniscus problems with people with knee problems, I'm sure. In other joints, we may call it a joint capsule, which is essentially the same thing as the meniscus. It's a cushion with fluid inside that lets your joints move smoothly, unless the joint capsule is torn or cracked or degenerated. You hear about torn meniscus in knee joints pretty often. The joint capsule will start to thin out. It starts to break apart around the edges. You get bones rubbing together at the joint. You've lost the cushion in there, and that's bad. And that's when some of you need a knee replacement surgery, because no cushion in the joint means that the bone is breaking down. It hurts. In your spine, the joint capsule is actually the disc. The disc is a little bit thicker. It's a little bit tougher than the meniscus in your knee, but the concept is pretty much the same. You want these joints to move without degenerating or spurring, except in the case of your spine, it's not just two bones. You've got 24 vertebrae. You've got 22 discs. Now, the numbers don't match up. I'm not going to get into the anatomy lesson today. There is one joint space that has no disc, but what you care about is the 22 discs, because they tend to dry out a little. They tend to crack around the edges or thin out a bit as you age, and some of that is normal aging process. It's why you get a little bit shorter with age. If you've got 22 discs and each one of them thins out just 1/16 of an inch, guess what? You're now an inch and a half shorter. So should we call that normal? Yes, I'll grant that a little bit of the thinning is normal. Your problem is when you've got one disc that thins out a lot because there's abnormal stress on that one joint. If you have a trauma that misaligns one or two joints in your spine, that abnormal motion starts the breakdown of that disc. And a few years later, because discs don't thin out quickly, it takes years. A few years later, we look at an x-ray and you have lots of very pretty discs and one bad one. That bad disc didn't just happen randomly. That's the one that's stressed out from the spinal misalignment. You needed a chiropractor when it happened to try to save it while we could, and I will save my lectures on that for later. But that's the process of disc thinning. Now, what about bone spurs, Dr. McMillan?
The bone spurs. So a big thing about these spurs is they aren't random. If you have bone spurs in your spine or your knee or your fingers, that means something happened there. Let me first talk about the spurs that I can't help. If you have a systemic arthritic problem like psoriatic arthritis or rheumatoid arthritis, Those affect nearly every joint in the body, and it's not a problem a chiropractor could prevent. You can get care. I treat patients with RA so they move better and have less joint pain, but those aren't from joint abuse. The other types of arthritis a lot of us have heard of are the degenerative arthritis, osteoarthritis, that degenerative joint disease, DJD. All these types of arthritis have bone spurs and joint thinning and can be prevented or at least minimized if you treat them early enough, because bone spurs aren't random. They happen for a reason. You have tendons and ligaments in your body that attach to every bone of your body. And if you overstretch those, your body puts extra calcium into that area. It's like getting a scar tissue where you had a bad cut in your skin. If you twist or injure a ligament or tendon, the body's response is to push calcium into those injured tissues, and you get a bone spur developing. You know, these take years to form and years to actually harden into a true spur. They start out soft, kind of like the consistency of like a pencil eraser, and gradually harden into that bony spur. In the spine, these things can be huge, and that's where treatment comes in. If you have subluxations in the spine, then joints move wrong and it stresses those connecting ligaments. If we can realign your spine, well, guess what? Less of a chance of the spurs developing.
I love the analogy. When a spur starts out, they're like a pencil eraser. Okay, how many people under the age of, let's say, 25 have to stop and think, oh yeah, pencil. Ruthie just raised her hand. Yes, indeed. Pencils. And then stop and think about the texture of a pencil eraser. But spurs do develop. They will develop. And that is why we see so many Pensacola patients for injuries, auto accidents, or just an old chronic, you know, thing. Either way, getting it treated sooner is better. My champion procrastinator patient had sciatica for 64 years when she came in for treatment. Now I didn't say that wrong. She was not 64 years old. She was 75, 76, I think, and said she remembered having leg pain when she was like 10 or 11 years old, and they said, don't worry about it, you'll grow out of it. Here she comes in 64 years later. Guys, it's never too late to change your oil, okay? Unless you are really a surgical level patient, then we treat that stuff. Dr. McMillan?
I send those surgical cases out for a consultation with the neurosurgeon, and they're probably going to order an MRI, and that's when we find out if it's truly surgical or if there's even a chance that we can help.
Yep. Sometimes the neurosurgeon tells them it's not surgical yet, by the way, and sends them back to the chiropractor to get the treatment, because if it's less than surgical, it's usually a chiropractic case. That's why we talk about it most every week. If you have an injury, get it checked out, please. And if it was an auto accident, don't forget the crazy Florida auto law. The Neal Clinic is on Creighton Road. We do an entire half hour program of educational stuff and didn't tell you who we are, where we are. The Neal Clinic is on Creighton Road, right across the street from Walmart. Easy to find. The SunTrust built a bank right in front of the clinic, so